Hallelujah, peace and joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿神赐给大家平安。
Once again, we praise and thank God that we can gather here to worship the true and living God together.
感谢神，我们能够在这里一起聚集敬拜又真又活的神。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you the topic, building in a most holy faith.
今天下午我想跟大家分享的题目是建立最圣洁的信心。
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里的祷告
Keeping in the love of God
保守在主的爱中
Let's turn the book of Jude
我们看犹大书
The book of Jude
我们请看犹大书
Verse 20 and 21
看犹大书的二十节跟二十一节
The book of Jude Verse 20 and verse 21
我们看犹大书的第二十节跟二十一节
Verse 20
二十节
But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, verse 21.
二十一节
Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
We know as Christians we must live a peaceable life. 我们知道我们身为一个基督徒要过一个和平的人生。
So in other words, everyone that you and I encounter, we should bring peace and mercy toward them.
我们不管是遇到谁，我们都把我们的平安带给他们。
But when it comes to false teachings,
但是如果遇到一些不纯的信仰的时候
，when it comes to false teachers,
如果看到一些假教师的时候
，you and I must fight.
我们必须要起来征战。
We must contend.
我们必须要去抵挡他们。
We must do battle.
我们必须要去。面对战斗
But the problem is only those Christians who are spiritual in shape can do such things.
但是我们知道呢，只有那些呢信心坚固的信徒才能够做这样子的行为。
And that's why Jude encourages us: we must build ourselves in the most holy faith.
所以在这里，犹大在这里勉励我们，我们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
You know, even though sometimes we have great faith.
有的时候我们觉得我们自己的信心非常的大
But faith without holiness is not a true faith
但是如果你的信心是不够圣洁的话呢那是没有用的
Even though we can believe in all things
也许我们可以相信所有的事情
But we ourselves must live a righteousness and a whole you know, a life of righteousness and holiness
但是我们自己必须要活在一个圣洁公义的生活里面
Yes, even though you and I like to pray
也许你我都很喜欢向神祷告
But we must focus and pray in the Holy Spirit
但是我们必须要把它焦点聚集在圣灵里面的祷告
You can see nowadays actually many brethren they don't believe that you and I should pray in the Holy Spirit more than praying in understanding
那在今天有许多人相信呢我们不应该我们不应该有更多的灵言祷告胜过那些胜过白话的祷告
Because they feel when you and I pray in the Holy Spirit we will scare people away
他们会觉得说呢当我们用圣灵祷告的时候会把某些人给吓跑了
But that is Satan's trick
但是呢那个是撒旦的诡计
For us to build ourselves in the Lord
为了要让我们自己能够在圣洁真道上造就自己
We need to pray in the Holy Spirit
我们必须要在圣灵里面祷告
Only the Holy Spirit can give us strength to overcome our enemies
只有圣灵能够赐给我们这样的能力去胜过我们的敌人。
And the last thing that you and I need to do, we must keep ourselves in the love of God.
那最后一件事情是保守我们自己常常在神的爱中。
Of course, in church, we have many brothers and sisters that you and I can admire.
但是在教会里面，我们也看到许多弟兄姐妹让我们值得羡慕的。
Some brothers are very loving, very kind, very generous.
有些弟兄们非常的有仁慈的爱心。
And even maybe the reason why we come to church because of them.
也许呢我们来教会就因为他们这样的行为表现
Of course, even though that is not bad
有觉得说我们这样子表现非常的好
But the greatest thing that you and I should focus on to build our faith is to keep our love ourselves in the love of Jesus Christ
但是最重要的事情对我们来说呢是要把我们自己保守在神的爱中
Because human love is very limited
我们知道呢人的爱是有一个限度的
Any human being, they have the chance to disappoint us
任何的一个人都有可能会让我们觉得对他感到失望。
If we put our faith in them,
如果我们把我们的信心建立在他们的身上
，and one day they know we no longer feel the love from them，
在有一天呢，我们觉得说呢，我们不再羡慕他们的爱了。
Then we might lose our faith， That's why the only thing that can keep us to continue to stay in church is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢, 唯一的方法让我们自己能够留在教会就是呢, 保守自己在神的爱中。
But why did Jude shield us? We must build ourselves in faith.
为什么在这里犹大告诉我们，我们要在至圣的真道上造就自己？
We must pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要在圣灵里面祷告。
We must keep ourselves in the love of God.
我们必须要把自己保守在神的爱中。
Because in the book of Jude, there's many false brethren.
因为在犹大书里面提到有很多不诚实的信徒。
And false brethren bring forth false teaching.
这些假先知呢，有带了许多的假的教训。
So if you and I are not spiritually in shape,
所以我们在真道上呢，不能够刚强，
we will be destroyed by them.
我们就有可能被他们所摧毁了。
Because the first thing they will attack is a common salvation.
所以呢，第一个事情他们会去攻击的，就是大家共同的信仰。
Let's read verse 3.
我们来看看第三节。
Jude verse 3.
犹大书的第三节。
Beloved, why I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
第三节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
You can see Jude told them that the reason why he wrote this epistle to them,
我们从这里可以看到为什么犹大他要这样子写信告诉他们。
They must contend earnestly for the common salvation.
他们必须要为这个一次交付的真道呢竭力的争辩。
Just like for you and I nowadays.
就像今天你跟我一样。
We all come from different places.
我们是从不同的地方来的。
But the reason why we call each other brother and sister because we have the same blood flowing through us.
在今天为什么我们称呼大家为兄弟姐妹，这是因为我们有同样一个血缘留在我们的身上。
And that blood is the blood of Jesus Christ.
这个血呢，是从耶稣基督而来的。
Why do we have the same blood flowing through us?
为什么我们有同样的血缘留在我们的身里呢？
Because we have the same common faith.
并意思是因为我们有共同的信仰。
And that's why you and I can call each other brothers and sisters.
这样子我们才可以称彼此为弟兄和姐妹。
And that's what makes us and drives us to truly love one another.
这样，这也是让我们能够彼此相爱的一个动力。
But Satan wanted to destroy that.
但是呢，撒旦想要把它摧毁这一切。
He wanted to destroy the common faith.
他想要摧毁我们的共同的信仰。
And that's why some members not believe that you need to be baptized to be saved.
所以有些信徒甚至相信说呢，你不用接受洗礼就能够得救。
Some members do not believe that you need to have the Holy Spirit to speak in tongue.
有些信徒甚至认为说你不必得圣灵就可以说方言。
And some members just feel that, you know what, get rid of foot washing. There's no meaning to it.
有些信徒甚至认为说呢，把洗脚礼舍去好了，根本就没有什么意义啊。
Brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊,
this is an attack from Satan.
这个是撒旦对我们的攻击。
To destroy our common faith.
要摧毁我们的共同信仰。
And why some of the brethren feel in such a way?
为什么有一些弟兄姐妹会有这样的感觉呢？
Because they no longer believe.
因为他们的心里面不再相信了。
Let's read verse 5.
我们看第五节。
Jude verse 5.
犹大书第五节。
But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe.
第五节, 从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地, 后来把那些不信的灭绝了。 这一切的事你们虽然都知道, 我却仍然要提醒你们。
You see in the book of Jude, there are certain men who creep in unnoticed.
我们知道在犹大书里面提到有些人很容易就注意到。
Of course, they all were baptized.
他们全部都受洗了。
Even they received the Holy Spirit.
他们甚至也领受了圣灵。
But in the process of time, they no longer believe.
但是呢，经过一段时间之后呢，他们心里面却不再相信了。
Just like the people when God took them out of the land of Egypt.
就像这些人神把他们领出埃及地一样。
Because God loved them so much.
因为神非常的爱他们。
And he did not want to see them in the land of bondage no more.
神不需要看到他们在住在这个被捆绑的地上了。
So by his mighty power he brought all of them out.
所以神用他的全能把他们带出来。
But you can see, all, many of them, they cannot please God.
但是我们可以看到，在其中有许多人呢，并不能够得到神的喜悦。
And that's why the Bible stated that many of them, their body scattered in the wilderness.
所以在圣经里面提到说，很多人呢就倒在旷野了。
Why? Because they no longer believe.
因为呢，他们不再相信神了。
And when they don't believe, they start to complain.
当他们不再相信神的时候，他们开始发怨言。
When they don't believe, they start to commit sexual sin.
当他们不再相信的时候，他们开始在淫乱上面犯罪了。
And when they don't believe, they start to become idolaters.
因为他们不再相信，他们开始在偶像这件事上犯罪了。
And when they don't believe, they live their life to focus the lust after evil things.
所以当他们不再相信的时候，他们生活当中就只有那些放纵的私欲了。
Even though they drank, they ate the same food.
甚至说他们吃同样的食物。
And that food was from heaven.
而且这是从天上降下来的食物。
Even though they drank the same water.
甚至他们喝同样的水。
And that water is from the rock, and that rock was Jesus Christ.
这个他们的喝的水是从这个神这个岩石磐石流下来的。
But why so many of them cannot enter the promised land?
但是为什么有许多的人不能够进入神所为他们预备的应许之地呢？
Because they no longer believe.
因为他们的心里不再相信了。
Just like you and I.
就像今天的你跟我一样。
Yes, spiritually we have left the land of Egypt.
事实上我们在属灵上面，我们就离开了这个埃及地了。
We all went through the Red Sea.
我们又全部又经过了红海。
We are all baptized and received the Holy Spirit.
我们也都受洗得到圣灵。
But in the process of our journey, we no longer believe.
但是呢，在这个信仰的路程当中呢，我们心里不再相信。
Really think about this.
我们去仔细的去想一想。
If you look at all the churches,
我们看一看这个所有的教会。
I mean our churches,
就是我们的自己的教会。
We see many false brethren arising right now.
我们看到了许多的假信徒出现。
And they're not afraid to talk.
他们并不害怕公开的谈论。
Whatever's on their minds, whatever false doctrine they want to share, they just go and share with everybody.
对啊，不管是说他们脑中有一些假的这个思想，他们就很不忌讳的就跟大家一起公开的讨论。
No, but sometimes I question this. I have this question.
所以有的时候我自己心里会出现这些疑问。
If you and I no longer believe in our doctrines,
如果你跟我今天不再相信我们的基本信仰，
we don't believe in baptism,
我们也不相信洗礼，
we don't believe in foot washing,
我们也不相信洗脚礼，
and we feel, you know, Holy Communion, anyone can take Holy Communion.
我想说了啊，随便哪一个人都可以领受圣餐礼啊。
If you no longer believe, why do you still stay here?
如果你从心里面已经不再相信了，为什么你还在留在这个教会呢？
Because for myself,
如果是我自己的话呢？
IfOne day, I'm no longer believe in one of the doctrines.
如果今天我不再相信其中的一个基本教义，
I would not be a pastor.
我就不会再成为
传道了。And not only that, I would draw myself from TJC.
不但是这样子，我还会离开这个真教会。
Think about this.
我们仔细的去想一想。
You know, a month ago, I went to Boston.
大概在一个月之前，我到波士顿去。
And my adopted mother, she's Greek Orthodox.
我的养母呢，她是一个希腊东正教的。
And she always shared with me, Rudy, why don't you become a Greek priest?
她一直跟我讲说呢，你为什么不成为这个东正教的一个教师呢？传道人呢
？You say to me, you know how much a Greek priest make a year?
你知道，她说呢，你知道这个东正教的这个传道人呢，一个月赚多少钱
$175,000 a year.
他说呢，一个月赚175,000块。
And even then, like, oh, tell me a little more. Like, tell me a little more.
我跟他说呢，再跟我多透露一些好不好
？And right, the church buy them a house.
啊，不但是这样子，教会还帮他们买一栋房子。
And it just happened the church she go to is in Wayland. Wayland is one of the most expensive place in Boston.
他说呢，他去的那个威伦那个地方是这个波士顿这个地区房价最高的地方。
So $175,000 a year.
他说呢，175,000块呢。
The house is bought for.
教会帮你买一个房子。
And then when they do weddings, they do funerals and stuff like that, they get extra money.
那当你如果主持婚礼或者丧礼的话，你又有额外的一些收入哦。
And she said the going rate for wedding for priests nowadays is $5,000 to $10,000. Wedding, if you ask the priest to preside over your wedding, you get five. You can charge $5,000 or $10,000.
那所以呢,今天如果要求这个东正教的牧师帮你组织婚礼的话,他可以给你收五千块到一万块的这个费用。
And I'm thinking as TJC minister, we have free dinner, we're already happy already. You know?
我在想说呢,我们真耶稣教会呢,如果能够免费的午餐或是晚餐,我就觉得很高兴。
And you know, she shared this with me, right?
她很实在地跟我分享这些东西。
You know, when the priest first, you know, if you go to the Greek Orthodox priest first, they wear like some majestic kind of outfit on, right?
他说呢,你去当一个东正教的这个牧师的话,你穿的那种很华丽的那种衣服。
And their Bible, they don't look like this.
他们的圣经不是像这个样子的哦。
Their Bible is all gold-plated.
他们的大的圣经是镀金的。
So when they give in a sermon, there's a little boy hold the Bible for them, right?
当他们在这个主持聚会的时候,有个小男孩呢,要把这个圣经拿着给他看。
I have to hold my own Bible.
我还必须要把我自己的圣经拿起来。
So when they speak and have something important to say, they go to this higher place, right? They have to climb up this ladder, higher place, and look down on the people, then speak to them. How awesome is that?
那当他们有一些很重要事情要讲的时候,他会特意的走到一个小台阶的讲台上面,从上面看着大家,然后很庄重的跟大家讲这些事情。
You know, and during seminars and during services, they have thousands of people listen to them.
那在有一些特别的场合的时候呢,台下有上千的人在听他说话。
And sometimes as TJC ministers and we go to spiritual convocation on Friday morning, maybe it's me, the translator, and the piano player, right? And just a couple of old mamas, that's it, right?
那有的时候呢,当我们真耶稣教会的传道人在星期五早上的这个灵恩会的时候呢,可能只有我弹琴的人,还有底下几个人而已。
Then you get to speak like with your, you know, your totality, right, to these two people.
那你很兴奋的呢,面对着这下面台下的两个人呢,讲话。
The other pastor is there too. Yeah, there's another pastor.
哦,对,那还有另外一个传道人也在那里。
You know, can you imagine that, right?
你可以去想象这个事情。
Why am I still here?
为什么我今天仍然站在这里呢?
Because I believe.
因为我自己相信了。
I believe this church is the only true church.
因为我自己相信这是一个唯一的真教会。
No, because we're better than anybody else.
并不是因为我们 我们表现得比别人更好。
Study our doctrines.
但是因为我们当我们去查考我们自己的教义的时候,
and you and I will know how blessed we are.
我们自己呢,就会很深入去了解说我们是多么的幸运。
So when the brethren, they believe no longer.
所以呢,当那些弟兄呢,他们不再相信的时候,
go find something that you truly can believe.
去寻找一些你自己心里面能够真正的去相信的。
But instead, why they still stay in church?
但是呢,他们为什么还要留在这个教会?
You know, one brethren said to me,
然后我记得呢,有一个弟兄对我这么说,
you know, Woody, I used to be like you.
他说,Woody呢,我以前就跟你一样啊。But
then I was enlightened.
但是呢,我觉得我更高超了。
And he said to me, I hope that one day you'll be enlightened like me.
他说呢,我希望呢,有一天你可以像我这样子这么升华。
And I say, I hope not.
我说呢,我希望我不会像你这个样子。
Because for them, they live in the dark and they've been deceived by Satan, but they feel, you know, they have been enlightened. That's why they're still in church, to preach those enlightened words to all the brothers and sisters.
所以呢,他们被撒旦的诡计所欺骗,但是他们仍然自以为是的把那些言论跟其他弟兄姐妹来分享。
But in reality, why do they still stay in church?
但是呢,事实上呢,你可以想说,他们为什么还留在这个教会呢?
Look at verse 8.
我们来看看第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Likewise, also these dreamers defy the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries.
第八节,这些作梦的人也像他们污秽的身体,轻慢主治的,毁谤在尊贵的。If
you talk to these kind of brethren,
如果你跟这些信徒们说话的时候,
they never have anything positive to say about anybody.
他们对每一个人,每一件事情都是用一个否定的态度去说话。
They only talk positive by themselves.
他们唯一正向的批评呢,是对他们自己。
You know, I do this, I do that, I'm like this, I'm like that.
他说我自己做这些事情,我就像这些人这个样子。
Then the first thing they do, they always complain about the GA.
那么呢,第一件事情,他们就是对总会的一些抱怨。
And that's one thing I notice, right?
但是我很注意到他们为什么一直这么说呢?
And I always ask them, what does the GA ever done to you, right? What did the GA do?
我就对他们说呢,这总会到底对你们做了一些什么样错误的事情?
They just say, well, we don't know, they just do bad things, right?
我不知道他们总是做一些惹人厌的事情。
But I say, you know, the only guilty thing from the GA that they don't interact with us enough, right? That's the guilty part, right?
那我觉得呢，我总会做错的事情呢，是没有跟大家做一些直接的反应。
But they always talk bad about counsel.
但是呢，他们总是会对这个负责人说
，The counsel do not know what they're doing.
他们说呢，这个负责人不知道他们在做什么。
They always do this. They always do that.
他们总是做这些做那个的。
And I ask them, when you were counsel, did you improve the church?
我问他说嘛，当你在当负责人的时候，你有没有想过要怎么样去把教会更进步呢？
They have nothing to say.
他们说，没有什么话可以讲。
Why? Because they know actually what they're saying is not true.
那事实上，我们知道说他们说的并不是实话。
And look at verse 10.
我们看第十节。
Why they still continue to stay in church?
为什么他们还留在这个教会呢？
But they speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know, naturally, they like brute beasts, and these things they corrupt themselves.
但这些人毁谤他们所不知道的，他们的本性所知道的是与那些没有灵性的出类一样，在这些事上竟然败坏了自己。
You know, brothers and sisters, you and I, we live in the end days.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们知道我们是活在这个末日的时候了。
And the false brethren, they also came out from the land of Egypt.
这些假信徒呢，他们也是一样从这个埃及地出来的。
They are in the midst of us.
他们在我们当中。
So that's why you and I, we must, you know, get ourselves to be spiritually in shape.
所以我们必须要在属灵上面非常的坚强。
So we can fight, so we can do battle for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们能够为我们的主耶稣来征战。
Because these people, you know, they are very eloquent.
我们知道呢，这些人的口才非常的流利。
They go around to speak to everyone and this and that.
他们呢，到处去宣讲他们自以为是的道理。
And convince them of all these things they should do.
想要说服其他人做跟他们同样的事情。
And that's why look at verse 16.
所以我们看到第16节。
These are kind of people, these are grumblers and complainers.
这些人呢，他们是常常发怨言的，是假议论。
Walking according to their own lust, and they mouth with swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage.
随从自己的情欲而行，口中说夸大的话，为得到便宜，谄媚人。
What Jude said 2,000 years ago is so true nowadays.
犹大在2000年前所说的事情，在今天呢，是非常的应验的。
That's why the situation is very real, brothers and sisters.
所以今天我们要知道说这个情况是非常的真实的。
If we don't build ourselves in most holy faith,
如果我们没有在至圣的真道上面来造就自己,
If we don't pray in the Holy Spirit,
如果我们没有在圣灵里面祷告,
If we don't keep ourselves in the love of God,
我们自己没有保守在神的爱中,
Then we have no chance to be victorious.
但是呢，你就没有永远没有胜利的机会。
Already we lost many brothers and sisters.
我们已经丧失了许多的弟兄姐妹了。
So the first thing you realize, they no longer believe.
因为我们可以知道呢，他们心里面不再相信了。
Believe in the common salvation that you and I have.
他们不再相信我们一同相信的救恩了。
But they're not willing to leave.
但是呢，他们并不愿意离开这里。
Because they continue to stay, why? To corrupt you and I.
因为他们呢，唯一继续留在教会的理由就是要毁坏其他的信徒。
Look at verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, He has reserved an everlasting chain under darkness for the judgment of the great day.
第六节，又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。
So this is the second reason.
这个是第二个理由。
Those who no longer believe,
那些心里面不再相信的信徒,
they cannot keep their proper domain.
他们不能够做对的事情。
Just like the angels.
就像这个天使一样。
Angels, they are messengers of God.
天使原本是神的信差。
They are to serve God and His people.
他们是服侍神、服侍人的。
But they want to be like God.
但是他们却想要跟神一样。
They want to follow Lucifer and be like God.
他们想要追从撒旦，就像神一样。
So they cannot keep their proper domain.
就是他们不能不守本位。
You can see the false brethren.
我们可以看到这些假信徒。
They have very similar characteristics.
他们有非常相似的特质。
Of course, they always want to be better than everybody else.
他们总是想要比别人更好。
Just like Korah.
就像可拉一样。
No, Korah, he was of the Levite tribe.
可拉是利未的信徒，子孙。
But during that time, he brought 250 people to fight against Moses.
但是在那个时候，他聚集了250人，要在那里跟摩西作对。
What the first thing he said?
我们想想看，他第一件事情说的是什么呢？
He said to Moses, "You know, Moses and Aaron, you guys take too much upon yourself."
他说呢，为什么亚伦、摩西，你们为什么擅自专权呢？
At first, it sounds very positive.
好像听起来好像很对的样子。
Maybe Cora and these 250 people, they want to come and help out.
也许呢，可拉和他的250个同伴呢，想要来帮助他们。
But actually, their motivation was not to help out.
但是呢，他们的动机呢，并不是要来帮助摩西他们。
Because the next thing they say that, you know what, you guys are not the only one that's holy. We also are holy.
他说呢，你们两个并不是当中所有圣洁的人，我们也是圣洁的人啊。
So why you judge yourself over us?
为什么你能够超越我们呢？
Because God also used us too, because we are holy people.
因为神也这样子来用我们，因为我们也是圣洁的人啊。
These 250 men, they all renowned men. They have very important position in the congregation during that time.
我们知道这250个人都是有名望的人。
But they're not willing to keep their proper domain.
但是呢，他们并不守他们的本分。
God has chosen Moses and Aaron to lead the chosen people of God.
神已经拣选了摩西、亚伦来带领以色列人。
But Korah and the people, they're not willing to accept that.
但是呢，可拉他们那群人呢，并不愿意接受这样的情形。
So because of this, they want to be in charge.
所以这个时候，他们想要来带领这些人。
If you and I look at these false brethren.
如果我们今天我们看看那些假信徒
，They have the same mentality.
他们有同样的主意。
Of course, for me, I mean, I don't really care people call me pastor or not. It's not important to me.
那我自己觉得说呢，我不在乎信徒们称我为传道或是怎么样。
But I know some of them call me Voody, for you know they do that on purpose, right?
但是我知道有的人特意叫我。只称我的名字布迪而已。
Because they want to show me that actually, you know, they are more important than me.、Right?
所以他们叫我这样的意思是说，是要表现出呢，他们比我更重要。
I mean, of course, many of you call me Voody, Tootie, Rudy, whatever. I don't really care, right?
那有些人怎么样叫我，我都不是很在意啊。
But when they call me just Voody, you know, without saying Pastor Voody, because in their mind, they want to feel they are more important, they are more powerful, and this is their intention.
当他们不称我为布迪传道的时候，我知道了他们叫我的意思呢，是觉得是让我知道说呢，他们比我还更重要。
No, when I go to Hawaii, nobody call me Pastor Voody. Very rare, right?
当我到夏威夷去的时候，很少人称我为传道。
When they call me Brother Voody, they don't have no bad intention because actually, and I love when you know they call me Brother Voody.
那当我去的时候，我喜欢他们称我为布迪弟兄，我觉得感觉非常的好。
But actually, this other group of people.
但是呢，有另外一群人。
Of course, the reason I share this with you is because I encounter many of them already.
因为为什么我跟大家分享这个，是因为我遇到了许多这样的人。
And when I read the book of Jude, I can't help but to say, "Wow, Satan is, you know, his trick is the same exact as 2,000 years ago."
当我读到犹大书的时候，我发现到呢，撒旦呢，他仍然用2000年前同样的诡计来对待我们。
So when they go out to work with truth seekers and things like that.
当他们去外面去碰到那些慕道者的时候
，and the true seeker will call them pastor, right? They will call those people pastor.
那些慕道者呢，会称呼这些信徒为传道人。
So when they bring them to church,
所以当他们带这些慕道者来教会的时候
，most brethren, if a true seeker, a friend call you pastor, like, oh no, I'm not a pastor, right? You don't say that.、Right?
No, 有的时候我们会看到说如果说有慕道者来这里叫你传道，你就说，哎，不是，我不是传道人。
But these brethren, they really enjoy the, you know, the term pastor.
但是呢，这些特定的信徒们，他们非常享受别人称他为传道这个称呼。
And one of them even cheered me, "Look, you don't need to be ordained to be called pastor. See, all these people call me pastor, right? That's what they say."
然后有些人说呢，你甚至不需要被按立就可以称为就有个这个传道这个职称。你看他们是不是叫我传道人呢
？Actually, it's very clear.
但是我们可以很清楚的去看到。
When they no longer believe.
他们在心里面呢，不再相信。
They cannot keep the proper domain.
他们呢，不守他们自己的本分。
They always want to exalt themselves above everybody else.
他们只想要把自己呢，超乎在众人之上。
Whatever they do is the best.
不管他们做什么，都是正确，是最好的。
Whatever anybody else do, actually, that's most inferior to them, right? It's nothing at all.
那别人不管做了什么事情，在他们眼中呢，都是丝毫不在乎的。
So you and I must be very careful.
所以你我必须要非常的注意。
And what's the third thing?
我们看到这里
Verse 7.
我们看第七节
As Sodom and Gomorrah and the city around them, in a similar manner to this, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
第七节，又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们愚昧的行淫，随从逆性的情欲，就受永活的刑罚作为见解。
Why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah?
为什么神要毁灭索多玛和摩拉城呢?
Because of their sexual sin.
因为他们在淫乱上面的罪。
And that's why God destroyed them.
就是因为这样子神才毁灭了这个城。
And the four brethren, their mentality is also the same.
那这些假信徒呢, 他们的心里面想法也是一样。
I remember I went to one church.
我记得呢,
I went to a church. Yeah, I mean our church.
我记得我曾经到过我们其中的一间教会。
And after church, they asked me, "Oh, Pastor Woody, do you want to go to Hooters?"
在聚会完之后呢，他问我这个传道说，我们要不要去那个餐厅吃饭呢？
I like what?
我就说，你在说什么？
Hooters.
我就说那个特定的餐厅啊。
I say, "Is that the same Hooters you're talking about that we all know?"
那我是说呢，你。 你是在讲那些大家都很从消息之后可以知道的那个餐厅吗?
And they're like, "Oh yeah, we know you're not going to go anyway, but we just have to ask you."
我说呢，我知道你是不会去那个那种地方的，但是呢，我们还是要礼貌上的邀请你。
And then if they feel I cannot go, why would themselves go? Right?
那他们想，如果说他们觉得说，哎，我传道人不去那种地方，那为什么他们可以去？
And they say, "Oh, because they have really great hamburgers over there."
他们不是说因为他们那里的汉堡很好吃
And they're the best fries, right?
或者说最好吃的薯条
And I'm sure it's not that good for you to go to kind of places, right?
我想说呢，那些那里地方呢，所卖的食物呢，没有好到说你一定要去哪里
And during Bible study
那在这个查考圣经的时候
Actually, this one church, the certain Bible study sister no longer want to go to the Bible study
那事实上，在有一个教会呢，有姐妹呢，不再想要去参加这个查经的聚会了。
Doesn't matter what topic they talk about.
不管呢，他们查考的主题是哪一个。
It always end up in something have to do with sex.
那他们总是会谈到性这方面的事情。
This is very strange.
那对我来说，这是非常奇怪的。
And of course, in the beginning, when one of the sisters told me about it, saying, "I don't believe it," right? You must heard it wrong.
那一开始呢，有个姐妹这样跟我说呢，我说，哎呀，不太可能嘛，你一定是听错了吧。
Then another sister told me about it.
那还有另外一个姐妹来跟我讲。
Then another sister told me about it.
又有另外一个姐妹来跟我说。
Then I said, "You know, what's going on with this group?"
我在想说呢，你奇怪这一群人到底在干什么？
Because they've been deceived by the evil one.
因为呢，他们的心里面呢，已经被撒旦蒙蔽了。
So what's on their minds, what's in their thoughts actually is all about things that is defiled themselves.
那他们心里面所想的都只是能够污秽他们的而已。
Of course, you know, this is only some example what they do that is very clear seen. They no longer believe.
那我们从这里也看到就是说他们在心里面呢已经不相信了。
I remember one time during a Bible study.
我记得有一次在参加这个查经聚会的时候。
And we have about four or five truth seekers in that time.
我们在那个时候有大概四五位慕道者。
And we talk about Holy Communion.
我们再提到圣餐礼
And that's the first time I sat in that Bible study.
这是我第一次参加他们那里的查经聚会。
So of course I know the believers and I know the non-believers.
我知道呢谁是信徒，谁是慕道者。
But what the strangest thing to me that Bible study, I felt like I was in a twilight zone. I feel like I'm out of space somewhere.
我觉得呢，我处在一个非常奇怪的环境里面。
So when we talk about Holy Communion,
当他们提到圣餐礼的时候
，TJC members,
在我们真耶稣教会的信徒
，were arguing with the truth seeker that anyone can take Holy Communion.
他们居然跟那些慕道者呢有所争辩的题目是说呢，随便任何人都可以享领用圣餐礼。
But the truth seeker say, "No, you must be baptized in that church if you want to take Holy Communion." And for me, like, what's going on, right?
那这个慕道者呢，却跟我们这些信徒说呢，你必须要在那个教会受洗才可以领受那个教会的圣餐礼啊。
And the true seeker, they were so sincere and so convinced that you must be baptized in that particular church to receive Holy Communion. Meanwhile, our brethren said, no, anyone can do. We all Christian and this and that, right?
那个慕道者呢，他们非常的肯定，非常确定的说呢，你要在那个教会受洗才可以领受圣餐礼。但是我们教会信徒说啊，不用，其什么人只要是基督徒都可以领圣餐礼。
Actually, it's very sad.
我心里面觉得非常的难过。But
this kind of situation gonna be worse in the future.
但是呢，我们可以预见到的这样的情形呢，会以后会更糟糕。
When people no longer believe.
当我们的信徒呢心里面不再相信神的时候
then they cannot keep the proper domain.
他们就不能够守他们的本分
and when they cannot keep the proper domain,
他们因为他们不能够守他们的本分
then what's going on in their minds, their thought is all have to do things with sexual desire and fleshly things.
那他们的心里面所想所做的就只是一个不好的事情而已
and this is very sad.
这个是让我们觉得非常难过的
and not only that,
不仅是这样子
look at verse 11
我们来看第十一节。
This is the punishment from God toward them.
这个是呢神对他们的处罚。
God said, "Look, woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain."
说他们有祸了，因为他们走了该隐的道路。
If you really look closely at these brethren,
如果我们仔细的去看这些假信徒
they really just like Cain.
他们就像该隐一样。
They're from the evil one.
他们是从邪恶那里来的。
Yes, of course, we must show love. We must show affection.
但是说我们必须要表现出我们的 love, 我们的爱。
But we also must use wisdom.
但是我们必须要有智慧的。
Because look at, you know, verse 22.
我们看二十二节。
Say, and on some having compassion, making a distinction, verse 23.
二十三节。
But others safe with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh.
有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他；有些人，你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们；有些人，你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那些被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。
No, for me, it's all about love and compassion.
对我们来说呢，充满了爱和怜悯。
But just like all our brothers and sisters, the same thing too.
就像所有的弟兄姐妹也应该有同样的情形。
But we must be very careful.
但是我们必须要非常的小心。
Even God Himself could not convince Cain to repent.
因为呢在因为神也没办法保证呢该隐的悔改
because when someone is off the evil one
因为有些人呢已经往这个毁灭的道路去了
even the garment they wear become defiled
因为甚至连他们的衣服也都污秽了
so now they already saturate with evil and you know wrong teaching all those things inside of them
那他们的心里面充满了一些污秽和虚假的教训
just like Cain
就像该隐一样
God spoke directly to Cain.
神直接对该隐说话。
If you do well, sin will not lie at your door.
如果你做的事情是好了，为什么罪向你敲门呢？
What did Cain do?
那该隐做什么呢？
He went ahead and killed Abel.
他杀了他的弟弟亚伯。
Even God asked him, "Where's your brother?"
神问他说：“你的弟弟呢？”
So, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
然后竟然回答说：“我是照顾我弟弟的人吗？”
So that's why for us, yes, we must show love and compassion, but you and I must be very careful. If not, we can be killed by them.
我们知道我们必须要心存爱跟怜悯，但是我们更要小心的是说，我们也有可能会被他们所毁灭。
Because Cain was not accepted by God.
因为呢，该隐的祭物不被神所悦纳。
Because his offering was not pleasing to God.
因为他的献祭也不是蒙神的愿。
Of course, he cannot kill God.
当然，他并没有杀害神。
So he killed the closest thing to God, that is Abel.
但是呢，他却杀了最靠近神的，就是他的弟弟亚伯。
Just like Satan,
就像撒旦一样。
He knows he cannot touch God.
他知道呢，他没有办法去杀神。
But he can touch you and I.
但是呢，他可以毁灭你跟我。
That's why we must be very careful.
所以呢，我们必须要非常的注意。
And some of them, they're just like Balaam.
有些人就像巴兰一样。
They greedily, right, do the things that they do. Why? For their own gain, for their own greed.
他们做事情只是为了自己的利益而已。
No, Balaam, even though in the beginning, the king asked him, right, why don't you curse your people?
那在一开始的时候，那人问他说：“为什么你去咒诅你自己的
？”He said, "No, no, 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 I cannot do that."
他说呢，我不能够做下这样的事情。
And the king said, "I will fill your house with silver and gold."
他说呢，这个王说呢，我要把你家里装满了金银财宝。
Then he changed his mind.
然后马上就改变他的主意了。
You know, quite often, when you look at a false brethren,
我们有的时候我们看看那些假弟兄们
，you can't help but feel sad for them.
你真的是为他们觉得感到非常的可怜、失望。
But you and I must be wise.
但是我们必须要有神的智慧。
Because if you and I feel that we are strong, we can do this, we can convince them, bringing them back, this and that, you know, sooner or later, you and I are going to fall into this kind of trap also.
如果你觉得说你自己的信心非常的坚固，你可以这样接着把他们挽回来，我们也可能会陷到同样的情形下去。
And look at verse 12.
我们看到第十二节。
These are spots in your love feast.
这样的人跟你们同在爱席上同吃的时候。
I mean, what does it mean that spot in your love feast?
我们在为什么提到说这是在你的爱席上呢？
Last month I was in Maui for spiritual convocation.
上个月呢，我在毛伊呢有一个灵恩布道会。
Right now in Maui, the biggest thing is going on is that the last sugar cane field is going to be destroyed, right? Because in the whole world, Maui sugar cane field is the last sugar cane field that make sugar.
Well, 在毛伊最大的一件事情就是说呢，他们有种甘蔗园的地方呢，他们要把它铲掉了。
So one of the sisters, she lived right next to the sugar cane field.
那因为那是唯一剩下一个种甘蔗的地方。那有个姐妹，她是住在这个甘蔗园的旁边。
And those fields are full of rodents. They're like the you don't call them mouse, they are rats. They're like rats like this big.
那我们知道呢，那个甘蔗园他们有一些那种说甘蔗园的那种田鼠。
The sister had to spend $3,000 because the rat chewed all the engine of her car, all the hose and stuff. The rat chewed it all, so she'd go and get it fixed. $3,000, I put it the rats, right? I never heard of that either, but yeah, in the sugar cane field is what happened.
Right?
And sometimes you walk in her house, the spider like this big, and it jump on your head. Yeah.
有的时候你去他们家，你看到那个蜘蛛有这么大，然后呢，就掉到你的头上去。
But during dinner time,
在吃晚餐的时候,
of course, it's nice and breezy, so we want to eat outside.
因为那个外面的风很凉，我们想要到外面去吃。
And talking about love feast, it's just so nice, you know, everybody's eating outside, we're talking, and all of a sudden a huge cockroach jumped right onto the food.
那我们在外面呢，享受凉风呢，在吃晚餐的时候呢。 突然间呢，有一只很大的蟑螂呢，跳到桌子上面去。
Would you want to continue eating?
Not me. Yeah. 你还会再享受？
I mean, in Cambodia, I probably eat the cockroach, but I'm not that hungry now.
那在柬埔寨可能把这个蟑螂吃掉，但是我那个时候我就不会觉得那么饿了。
So when I read like this spot in your love feast, now when you know you eating, you enjoy yourself, everything is good, all of a sudden, this big cockroach just come right and meal your dinner, right, and ruin everything.
所以我要提到说，你们在埃及上与你们同吃的，就像那个时候呢，突然间有一只很大的蟑螂跑到你的桌上，你已经不想再吃。And
this is the true thing.
但是呢，这是讲事实的情形啊。And
they also like what? They only serving themselves.
他们只知道喂养自己。You
know they have no fear.
他们没有惧怕。Look,
sometimes you admire these four brethren so much. You know what? They're not afraid to say what's ever on their mind.
所以我觉得说呢，那些假信徒呢，他们 不会害怕把他们就把自己心里所想的全部的都说出来。You
know, one time, a brother from a different church visit.
有一次呢，有个弟兄呢，是从不同的教会过来这里访问。
And then he asked one of these false brethren, just, "Hey, where do you want to go to eat?"
他就问其中一个假信徒说，哎，我们等一下要去哪里吃饭呢？
And the brethren, the false brethren said, "No, okay, hold on, let me pray to God."
这个假信徒就说：“等一下，让我先向神祷告。”
So he went to the corner and he started praying.
所以他就到这个角落那边开始祷告了。
And he came back saying, "Oh yeah, okay, that place God says okay for us to go and eat."
然后他回来之后呢，神跟我讲说，我们可以去那个地方吃饭。
I would be so embarrassed.
我自己就觉得很难为情。
I mean, but for them, their conscience, they feel like that is the right thing to do.
那在他们的心里面就想说呢，这个是正确的事情去做。
And they always show off in front of all the brothers and sisters the way they talk to me, right? When they talk to me, they feel like, yeah, they're all powerful, right? And this and that, they put me down, and this and that, right? But you know, you can't help but to feel sorry for them. Really.
但是呢，他们常常会故意的在其他的弟兄姐妹面前呢，这样子用一个高姿态跟我说话呢，然后呢，但是我心里面觉得说，对他们感觉说这些人非常的可怜。
Really, they have no fear.
因为呢，在他们心里面当中已经没有所谓的惧怕了。他们只知道喂养自己。And
then the Bible says, "What they are like clouds without water."
他们呢是没有雨的云彩。Of
course, when you see cloud, you expect water.
当你如果看到云的话呢，觉得说里面应该会有雨水。And
they like what? They like and they like autumn trees without fruit.
他们是秋天没有果子的树。
Twice dead, pulled up by the root.
死而又死，然后连根被拔出来。
Of course, anything that pulled up by the root, there's no chance of living.
如果呢，这个树的根被拔出来的时候，已经这个树已经活不下去了。
But what does it mean, cloud without water?
那为什么会提到说他们是没有雨的云彩？
Autumn trees without fruit.
为什么是秋天没有果子的树呢？
Because actually, that is they are great deceiver.
因为呢，他们是很伟大的骗人。
Just like their father's the devil.
就像他们的父亲。
Because if clouds without water and autumn trees without fruit, they're just deceiving us to pretend they bear fruit, but they do not.
那如果他们是没有雨的云彩，是秋天没有果子的树， 那只是一个骗人的假象， 他们是不能够结果子的树。
And verse 13 says, raging waves of the sea forming up their own shame, wandering stars from whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.
是海里的狂浪涌出自己可耻的墨子来，是流荡的心有墨黑的幽暗为他们永远存留。
Even though it was written 2,000 years ago,
虽然说呢，这本书是在2000年前所写的，
is what's going on in the church right now.
那现在确实发生在我们教会里面真实的事情。
And you and I must continue to build ourselves in a most holy faith.
我们必须要在至圣的真道上面来造就自己。
And never neglect to pray in the Holy Spirit.
绝对不要忽略了在圣灵里面的祷告。
And no matter what, keep ourselves in the love of God.
不管如何，我们要把自己保守在神的爱中。
But make sure we are not like one of them.
但是呢，必须要确定我们自己呢不像其中的一个人。
Because if you become the false brethren,
如果你一旦成为假弟兄，
our Lord Jesus Christ will fight against you.
我们的神呢会来抵挡你的。
And you're gonna lose.
你一定会输的。
You're gonna lose your salvation.
你就会丧失你自己的救恩。
So really, you and I must think and reflect.
所以我们必须要去仔细的思考和反省。
Don't compromise our faith.
不要呢在我们的信心上面有所妥协。
Because the minute you compromise, you can become corrupt.
因为一旦你在你的信心上面有所妥协的时候，你就会被摧毁了。
And after corruption, your faith gonna become dead.
在你的信心上被摧毁了，你的信心就完全死了。
Then the judgment is everlasting fire.
然后你就要面对永行永火的审判了。
May God bless all of you.
愿神保守,
and always keep you in His love.
永远保守你们在他的爱中。
And let's continue to strengthen ourselves.
让我们继续的来加强我们自己的信心。
And never compromise our faith.
绝对不要让我们信心上面有所妥协。
Let's all rise and sing Him 356.
我们继续唱赞美诗356首。
Salvation helmet on each head, with truth all girded above. The earth shall tremble, is our strength, and echo with our shout. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Praise and thank God. Let's kneel down and pray together and give thanks to God.
感谢神，我们要继续啊，跪下来祷告，感谢神。
Please kneel down and pray together.